From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. And on this day, Maine's four gubernatorial candidates talk economic development at their first public forum. And employers may be seeing some very big increases in their health insurance costs. Those stories ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The four candidates running to become Maine's next governor took part in their first forum in Lewiston last night. The event was hosted by the Lewiston-Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce and, accordingly, focused on a slate of business and economic issues. As Steve Missler reports, the candidates used the hour-long event to make the case that they have the best plan to reverse the state's out-migration of younger, skilled workers.
The candidates sat side by side for the first time and knew most of the questions in advance. There was no verbal jousting, and even though the polls show that the frontrunners Janet Mills and Sean Moody are deadlocked, both refrained from any direct attacks. Moody, a Republican who started a successful chain of auto body repair shops as a teenager, repeatedly highlighted his business experience. And he also talked about his company's philosophy of apprenticing young workers.
And the proudest thing is 4 or 5 years later, with coaching and mentoring and training, we're assigning a letter of recommendation to a credit union or a bank so they can buy their first home. That's exactly what Maine needs right now. We've turned our back on blue-collar Maine.
Democrat Janet Mills focused on how state government should play a role in updating the state's infrastructure, including broadband access. And she also appeared to make a distinction between how her administration would promote the state and attract businesses as compared to the approach she says has been taken by Republican Governor Paul LePage, who was once accused of scuttling an offshore wind project.
I will be the promoter-in-chief, the recruiter-in-chief, and the closer-in-chief. And when we cut a deal with a business that wants to locate here, we don't pull the rug out from under that deal 2 months later or a year later. We stick to our word. Our word is our bond. That's the kind of people we are. That's the kind of governor I will be.
Independent Alan Caron was also critical of LePage and compared the governor's marketing of Maine to a restaurant that highlights its failed food quality inspections and tells customers to serve themselves. Caron also criticized LePage's rhetoric and policies about legal immigrants, who he said are vital to bolstering the state's workforce and its future economy.
We are better than this. Change is hard. We have to embrace change, and we have to embrace new people, and they're not all going to look just like everybody else. And we shouldn't care really what they look like or what their first language is or even who they worship. We should care that they want to help us build a brighter future.
Caron and fellow independent Terry Hayes are polling in the single digits, but neither has had the spotlight of a party primary, and surveys show many Maine voters are still undecided. Caron and Hayes used the forum to share their personal and professional stories. When asked about improving the state's poverty rate, Hayes talked about her own experience growing up poor. She said state programs aren't the only answer.
And keep in mind that you don't need a program to make a difference. They can help, but it's not necessary. You can do this on your own in some small way, and it will matter. I would suggest that not only myself, but my five siblings are living proof of that.
Monday's forum was largely a polite, low-key affair. But the race for governor is just beginning to heat up, with political advertising by interest groups and the candidates themselves just now hitting the airwaves and the web. That means Mainers could see a very different scene when the four candidates take to the stage in early October for a debate hosted by the Portland Chamber of Commerce. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A program that's expected to lower premiums on Maine's individual health insurance market is set to take effect next January. That's also when one of the mechanisms to fund the reinsurance program called MIGARA kicks in. It's a monthly surcharge on all health insurance policyholders in the state. But as Patty White reports, many employers aren't aware that an additional health care cost is coming down the pike.
Magara, the Maine Guaranteed Access Reinsurance Association, is a kind of high-risk pool. It's designed to help people with expensive health conditions get insurance coverage on the individual market and also keep premiums low. It does that by creating a fund to help pay those consumers high medical bills. One of the sources of money for that fund is a new $4 a month surcharge on all policyholders in the state. Individually, $4 a month may not sound like a lot, but for employers who offer insurance to their employees...
For some of them, it's going to be a seven-figure amount.
Peter Gore is the executive vice president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. When asked whether employers are aware that they'll soon have a new additional health care cost, Gore says...
In most cases, the answer to that question is no.
Trevor Putnacki of the Healthcare Purchaser Alliance of Maine says many of its members are also in the dark about the rollout of Magara.
There was a lot of discussion that it would be pushed off until 2020, which is, I think, what a lot of purchasers had anticipated. But, you know, at this point in the year, a lot of budgets are already set for businesses in the state, and the $4 per member per month tax is a pretty substantial cost increase.
Magara isn't an entirely new program. It was established briefly in 2012, then suspended in 2014 when the Affordable Care Act took effect because the federal law provided a reinsurance program. That program was temporary, so last year the legislature passed a bill to reinstate Magara. But Maine just won federal approval for the program in July. The attorney that represents Magara, Chris Howard, says that hasn't left much time to implement it by 2019.
We're scrambling at this point to put the program together in a fairly condensed time frame and trying to get notice out to all carriers and all employers as rapidly as possible.
The push to get it up and running by January is because it will substantially lower premiums on the individual market. With Magara, the highest average premium increase is about 2%. Without the program, the highest average increase would have been more than 16%. Howard says the program will provide direct relief for consumers who buy insurance on the individual insurance market.
But the stability that results from having a stable individual market is something that benefits all insurance markets.
Howard says a communication about the rollout of Magara will be sent to health insurance carriers and administrators by the 15th of September. And there will be a workshop in early October about the process for collecting the premium surcharge. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.